Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Tiny Habits, the small changes that change everything. Many people complain of bad habits they want to change, such as eating too much junk food, not exercising enough, and not getting enough sleep. Many experts point out that when people recognize their underlying thought patterns, they can start to change their behavior. Therefore, those experts try to change people's attitudes, and thus behaviors, by having them integrate new information. According to Dr. Fogg, this is actually wrong. When you think about your experience, you may realize that merely knowing what to do isn't necessarily a game changer. We all know that we should exercise more and have a healthier diet, but not all of us can change bad habits easily. Fogg calls this idea the information action fallacy. In addition, many people think it's their fault if they cannot change their unwanted behaviors because they lack willpower or discipline. But Fogg will tell you this isn't the case. When you fail at making a change, the problem lies in the method, not you. It's just like you are assembling a cabinet with bad instructions. It is the manufacturer's fault, not yours. Fogg points out that it takes the right plan to make lasting change, and that's why he devised Tiny Habits as a new strategy to get the most out of your environment using incremental baby steps. The basic approach of the Tiny Habit strategy is to first choose a behavior you want to adopt, break it down into tiny habits, incorporate them into your life, and then promote its growth. Based on this approach, Dr. Fogg proposed a set of behavioral design methods. When you execute his methods, you needn't rely on willpower or reward incentives. In addition, you will feel good while making the changes, which is an important factor in making a long-lasting change. No matter how far you are from your ideal state right now, tiny habits can help you bridge the gap. This method is the result of many years of research by Dr. Fogg and has been validated by more than 40,000 people. You can use this method to change yourself, develop good behaviors, break unwanted habits, and help others make changes. We divided the contents of the book into three sections. Part 1, The Fogg Behavior Model. Part 2, Steps in Behavior Design. Part 3, How to Change Behavior. Fogg proposes a behavior model in which he states that the only three elements that influence behavior are motivation, ability, and prompts. When these three elements appear at the same time, some habitual behavior often occurs. In other words, behavior equals motivation plus ability plus prompt, or put simply, B equals M plus A plus P. Motivation is the desire to act, ability is the capacity to execute a behavior, and prompt is the cue that reminds people to act. Let's take a detailed look at one of Fogg's personal experiences as an example. One day in 2010, while Fogg was listening to music on the elliptical machine in the gym, he suddenly did something strange. He donated a sum of money to the Red Cross. He did it because he received a text message asking for donations. Let's use the Fogg behavior model to analyze his behavior. The behavior here is that he donated a sum of money to the victims of the earthquake in Haiti. His motivation is to help the victims of the disaster. The ability to donate money through text messages is very simple, and the prompt is the text message from the Red Cross Society. In this example, the three elements of motivation, ability, and prompts are present concurrently, so Fogg donates. But if any of these elements were missing, then the behavior may not have occurred. Due to the extensive media coverage, Fogg had the motivation to donate. And because it's easy to donate via text message, he can donate even while working out. If the Red Cross was asking for donations over the phone and asking him to provide credit card information, he would have to stop exercising to retrieve his wallet from his car, which would likely have made him pass on the idea of donating. Lastly, say the Red Cross reminded him to donate by email, but their email didn't go through, he might not donate because he didn't see the prompt. The Red Cross used the elements of MAP perfectly to encourage donations and received more than $21 million in just 1 week. We can also use these three elements to effectively design our desired behavior. How? Let's move to the next part. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.